Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me here for another edition of the Daily Bread broadcast. This is your host, Marcus Brown, reporting. You know, there are certain things that are available to the children of God. And there are seven in particular in which God has attached his name to them. For example, there is salvation. Salvation is available through Jesus Christ, Jehovah Tiskenua, I hope I'm pronouncing it the Hebrew correctly. Then the Lordship of Christ, Jehovah Roi, and provision, Jehovah Jireh, victory, Jehovah Nissi, and of course, healing, Jehovah Rapha. I want to focus on this. There are seven, but I'm going to focus on this one this morning, the healing that is available to us. Because we live in a challenging time, ladies and gentlemen, where the government and many, rather, people who would like to control our behavior, who are not really fond of the gospel, they would like to control mankind. They just believe we have too much freedom, too much is available to us. And therefore, they want to keep us in bondage. And as a result, they now want to go ahead and scare us into believing that if we should only just give up our freedom, then all will be well with us. Well, that is not true. The long and the short of it, ladies and gentlemen, is that I believe later on they would want to keep us in bondage. But I'd like to bring your attention to the fact that immediately after leaving Egypt, the children of Israel encountered a series of challenges, and at one point they were without water. So the Lord provided water for them supernaturally. You read about that in Exodus, the 15th chapter, and verse 5. He says, Moses cried unto the Lord, and he showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the water became sweet, so the people were able to drink that water because the water was bitter before. Well, he continued in verse 26, the Lord says, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in his sight. Notice that now, you must listen to him, do what is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes. I'll put none of these diseases upon you which are brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you. And so the point he's making is that if we pay attention to the things that God desires for us, if we follow him and follow his instructions, his commands, then he will, by de facto, become our shepherd, and in addition, he will be our healer. He will be our Jehovah Rapha. And I want to bring this to your attention because there are many who do not understand that there is this method of healing available to us today where we can get divine healing. Now, there are seven areas in that aspect also. For example, you could pray by the prayer of faith and you get healed, and you can also have the laying on of hands or the anointing of oil, and you know, so there are several. And I want to go ahead, I'm not going to focus on the different methods now, but I want to let you know in general. In fact, tell you what, next week we'll talk about the different methods that are available for healing. But what I would like to do in this broadcast is to remind you at this point that healing is available. Now, I also want to bring to your attention, because it is imperative that we understand how it works, because the point is this, folks can live just any way they want and somehow believe that they can just call upon God. No, the blessings of God are available to his children. Remember what he told the Syrophoenician woman? Healing is the children's bread. Are you a child of God? Well, it belongs to you. Therefore, you have a covenant basis for calling upon God and asking that he heals you whenever there is anything wrong with you. So again, just want to let that you know that is the case. Now, there are times when things get really out of hand, that I want to go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, where we're going to see that the point is that diseases and so on, some of which we are just now learning about, they are strange. It is not really written down. We don't have a lot of teaching on it. And so it says in verse 60 of the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, "Moreover, he will bring upon you all the disease of Egypt, which you are afraid of, and they shall cleave unto you." Well, why is that? Because they weren't obeying God. So he, by you obeying him, you come out from under his protection. That's really what has happened. And as a result, then these diseases have access. So verse 61 says, "Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon you until you are destroyed." So the point again is that it may even be something new. This coronavirus we are hearing about, of course, they have not been able to find any man-made, or I should say, any natural occurrence. They haven't been able to find any animal who has this naturally. No, they, even though it, the information went out that it came from a animal market where they sell these live animals, but the information has come out proving that this was developed in a lab. Well, you decide which one you choose to believe. But my point is that these were not written in the book. And now they're talking about this other disease, monkeypox. So the scaremongering is going on and trying to let us believe that everybody must just follow blindly what is told to you. Don't question it. And of course, be scared because they say you should be scared. And as a result, then you'll give up your freedom. You won't be free to worship God. You won't be free to live for God because they don't believe in God. And so they're going to dictate a way of life that does not, allow us to do as God will have us do. Well, for us who believe in God and believe in his healing, we're not scared. And I'm saying this now to encourage you so that you start building your faith now, and so that you will not be scared by any of this scaremongering. Pay close attention to what I'm trying to explain, because the scriptures are very clear. All things are possible to those who believe. In Mark, the 5th chapter, Jesus was explaining, and I want to turn to it, Mark chapter 5, and we need to understand, starting with verse 30, let's pick it up at verse 34. "And he said unto her, Daughter, your faith hath made thee whole." Now this is the lady who came and touched him. And so he said, "Your faith hath made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Verse 35 says, "While he yet spoke, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house a certain man." Now, what has happened? Well, the ruler had come and asked that Jesus come and touch his daughter. He says, "I know if you come and touch her, she will be made well, because she's at the sick and at the point of death." Well, guess what? She had just died. And so this man is coming now and saying, "Well, you know, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further?" Notice that now. She had passed the stage of being sick while Jesus was on his way to the master's house, and now she died. Well, what was Jesus' response? And you see, "As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe." Folks, let me tell you something. You need to get this in your spirit. As soon as you hear this information coming out from these so-called authorities trying to tell you that monkeypox and all the other diseases that they're going to develop in the near future, to try to tell you that these are out and you should be scared, you need to listen to this word again. Be not afraid. Only believe. Only believe what? Only believe that God is your healer. Jesus is Jehovah Rapha, and he is ready to heal you. And you need to walk with that understanding and not be scared. Continuing in Mark, the 5th chapter, verse 37, "He suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James." You don't want everybody there. You're going to find when you're going through some challenging times that you don't need the naysayers and all the people who are going to announce that things won't work. You don't want them around you. You want to pay close attention to what God is doing, and you stay focused. And if you can go it alone, fine, but those who you rely on to assist you has been walking with you before. Now, they've proven themselves to be children of God, and they believe. But for those, you can have them with you. Why? Because according to Matthew 18:19, if 12 of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, then I'll do it, according to the prayer of agreement. And so the point is that you want those people around you. You want to surround yourself with these people. And so what he's saying here is that all things are possible to those who believe. And so, you know, be not afraid, only believe. And so he come to the house, and in fact, let me go to Mark the 9th chapter, because I want us to understand and to get it clear that this is available to us. It is available to the children of God, those who are his children, those who are paying attention to him, those who are following him and doing what he says. In Mark chapter 9, verse 22 says, and oftentimes it cast him into the fire and into the water. Now this was the little boy that was sick and possessed with a spirit, or maybe many spirit, to destroy him. He threw him into the fire and so on. And so the dad bring him to Jesus because the disciples couldn't take him out. Well, verse 23 says, Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Did you hear that? All things, including healing from the disease called monkeypox and any other disease that they may develop in the near future. I want you to get that clear in your mind, that all these things are available to you because you are a child of God, and you need to keep that in your mind. So I am saying that it doesn't matter what is going to come down the road. It doesn't matter what you're going to encounter. I want to remind you today that Jehovah Rapha, that's the name he gives himself, first mentioned in Exodus 15, verse 26, that he is going to be the one who heals us. And guess what? He's still the one who is going to heal us. Make him your healer today. Act like it, talk like it, and walk like it. You go ahead and share that information with others, and you start reading more about these things. And the next time we talk, we're going to talk more about different forms of healing, how you can receive, because it is imperative. You only receive these out by faith. Divine healing comes by faith. In other words, you need to be exercising faith. Remember what Jesus just said a while ago? In Mark 9, verse 23, all things are possible to those who what? Believe. Yes, you have to believe. In other words, you're going to operate by faith. So as we continue this series, encouraging you and trying to stretch your faith, want you to expand your faith, I want you to keep in mind, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, in due season we will reap if we do not faint. Yes, if you do not give up, in due season we will reap. Keep that in mind as you think about the healing that is available to us. And may God bless you. Thank you so much. See you next time.